CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make.
Hello, Free Friar listeners. Good morning. This is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic here in Redding, California. I'm so excited. I'm not only excited that this is my first show, but my producer, Rachel, just told me I get to possibly meet Mr. Carl Bott later, so
I hope so.
I got a little excited about that. Anyway, I'm one of the new additions here to the Positively Healthy Show, and I'm grateful and thankful that Trudy Pratt invited me to come on board, and I get to hang out with Dr. Todd Royce, Trudy Pratt, David Paris, and they're all great chiropractors, and I just am so grateful to be in their company. So it's a gorgeous day, Rachel, huh?
It is.
Going to be kind of hot out.
103. Yeah. It's going to be 105 by Tuesday.
Okay, so lake time, huh, wouldn't you say? Okay. So first of all, just before we introduce our in-studio guests, I wanted to just mention my vision for the shows that I produce. I just really want to reflect the title, Positively Healthy, and I want to stick to that. So we're going to talk about all things health, fitness, nutrition. I really want to highlight some amazing athletes, local and maybe, you know, not so local. I want to bring on some guests who are experts in their industries like today. We do have a surprise guest today as well, calling in. And so I also want to highlight some of the great events that we've got going on locally here so you can all be a part of all the health and fitness things that we've got going on here in Shasta County, which we do have a lot of. And if we don't get the information out, people can't attend them. So anyway, this show will take on the essence of Positively Healthy. That's my goal. So let's start with introducing who's here in the studio today. First, my brilliant producer, Rachel, who I'm sure is going to be helping me out a lot today, making sure the show runs smoothly.
She's great, folks. She's
Say
wonderful.
Hi to everyone.
Good morning, Maria. Okay. I'm excited to have you here today.
Thank you. So you will be calling into Rachel later with questions if we do open up the lines, and that'll be later on. So, Rachel, I do need to pay some bills, so let's get started with that. Today, the show is sponsored by NorCalRx, gearing up the CrossFit athlete. They are located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, Suite 6, next to Jones Fort. And NorCalRx is the Northern California distributor for FitAid, which retails in the store and online. Please check them out at www.norcalrx.com to check out all their products and specials. Okay, so let's get started. Here we go. Our in-studio guests today are the most amazing owners and coaches of North State CrossFit here in Redding, California, Krista and Jonathan Jorgensen. And I wanted to mention that Shauna and Jed Ferguson, the other owners, could not be here today because someone has to hold down the fort, right, guys? Someone has to coach
exactly.
and be there at the gym. So, and we do have classes on Saturday, so we also do have the surprise guest calling in later today, and I will also be taking calls from the listeners. So welcome, Krista and Jonathan. So happy to have you guys here today. I invited you because, well, you guys inspire me every day, and I wanted to be able to share that with our listeners and share the feeling that I get to have every day, that I get to come into the gym and work out with you guys and be coached by you. So we want you guys to tell us about everything CrossFit today. So who wants to get started? Well, ladies first or Jonathan?
I just want to say thank you for having us, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in on your Saturday. And don't you guys love radio? We're all like in like not
fitness attire.
Yeah. We're not like totally dressed up, hair's pulled back, and it's okay. So let's get started. You guys, what is CrossFit? What is this craze about? I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely a craze growing worldwide these days, and everybody who's anybody seems to be jumping onto the bandwagon here. And so, what is it? Well, there's three main components of CrossFit. Number one, we teach people functional movements. In a sense, we teach them how to use their bodies. So we don't use very many machines. Functional movements being they can use them outside. They can use what we teach them outside the gym, and it improves their daily life that way. Number two. It's high intensity most of the time, right?
Yeah.
High intensity, crazy workouts, but very, very, very effective. And the last thing is it's constantly varied. And I think that's another element that adds to the excitement of it, that every day it's different. You never know what to expect. And when you attend CrossFit for a certain period of time, you find that you can do things with your body that you never thought you could do. So it's very, very effective mm-hmm. as far as getting people fit.
I agree. And I've seen some of your members come in. I've seen their bodies change. We do have to come up to a commercial here. So we're going to talk more about everything CrossFit. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. Woohoo!
You got to make the moment last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Down, you move too fast. You got to make the
Welcome back, everybody, to Shasta Reading's, the home of Free Fire Radio. For those of you just tuning in, we have Jonathan and Krista Jorgensen, owners of North State CrossFit. And today we're talking about everything CrossFit. And so we did talk about philosophy and what the craze is, but now I kind of want to get a little bit personal, and I want to ask, can you guys both tell us a little bit about your fitness background and how you first learned about CrossFit and sort of what got you bit by the bug? Maybe yeah. Krista here?
So I started in athletics at a really young age. I did cross country, basketball, softball, volleyball. In the college, I was a runner. I did cross country and track and in 1 year of basketball. And it wasn't until probably my last year, my senior year, I had a friend say, hey, I tried this CrossFit thing out. I think you'd really like it. And by that time, my season, when it was ending, I was kind of lost in a sense when it came to how I was going to exercise, because I was always the competitive athlete, and I was like, well, what's next? Yeah. You know, like I couldn't do the go to the gym, do my 20 minutes on the treadmill, and then lift some weights. It wasn't exciting for me. And I tried CrossFit at a local gym there in San Francisco CrossFit, and I knew instantly that was what I was going to do.
You
the
got
rest
bit.
Of my life.
You got bit
actually,
by that bug.
I actually was very nervous to go. I actually did 10 workouts on my own because on the main website, CrossFit.com, they post a workout every day. So I did probably 10 on my own, and I knew this is awesome. And it took me about 3 days to gain the courage to go into a local CrossFit gym because I thought, oh, man, these girls are going to kick my booty.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and I was... So I finally got enough courage, went in, and I was like, oh, this is it. I can't, yeah. Once you do CrossFit, you can't go back. And I also, you know, the community of CrossFit was what also was really fun. You know everyone's name that you're working out with. You see the same people. It makes it really, really fun. And so at that point, I was getting my degree in kinesiology, and I was also doing boot camps as a personal trainer. Within 6 months, I got CrossFit certified, and then kind of never looked back. Started training CrossFit style. You know, it's been really fun. I've started to compete in CrossFit competitions, and so I've taken it to the next level.
Yes, you have, Missy, and I got the chance to see you this year at the regional games, and it was amazing. We're going to talk more about that later. So what about you, Jonathan? What are the health benefits? Maybe a little bit about your background. I know you guys both have kines majors, and I love that, degrees, I should say.
I've always been kind of involved in fitness in general, and so, 10 years ago, what that looked like was the typical go to the gym, hit the treadmill, and lift weights. And so, I started up bodybuilding as a young kid, actually, and just really fell in love with that before I ever was introduced to CrossFit. And so that love for fitness brought me to San Francisco State, where I eventually met Krista, and did the exercise science program purely out of a love for fitness, not knowing where it was going to lead me. And when I met Krista, she kept telling me about this CrossFit thing, and I'm going, man, what is this? This is, she keeps talking about it. And I figured, I thought it was just another fad program. Mm-hmm. And finally she got me to do a workout, and it was much more than I thought it would be. Very, very challenging. And it just changed the way I looked at fitness. And with her not looking back, it's the same with me. I totally believe in CrossFit. I feel like it's for everybody. And once you do CrossFit, you just can't go back to those original ways of working out. It just doesn't do it for you anymore. So
you're right. That's so interesting that you guys bring up, because we're talking about Positively Healthy here. We're hoping that other athletes are listening in as well. I kind of call it institutionalized athlete or student athlete, right? Mm. I've had that feeling before. After college, after high school, what do you do next? There isn't really sort of that competitive zone, or at least training up to that level of, you maybe don't compete, but there aren't a lot of things out there, and CrossFit definitely fills that void, I feel, for me, anyway. What are the health benefits that you guys have noticed?
Well, I think, the biggest thing is improved mobility. We've had several different transformations, people that have come in just wanting to get healthy, and losing weight, gaining muscle, the ability to do more things with your body. I mean, it's just kind of, it's all wrapped into one program. And so it just helps you be more healthy as an individual, and fit.
Oh, so. Like you wouldn't believe. Like I said, I've seen the transformations with your members. I know I feel stronger than I ever have. And in my background, I did get a little bit of Olympic lifting, not a lot. Mm-hmm. I went to Chico State. I did take strength and conditioning classes, and I was a hammer thrower in college. So, I had to do a little bit of that. But now it is so much more, like you say, intense and varied and just detailed. You know what I mean? I'm really getting like Coach Bergner. You want to talk about that a little bit? I love that you guys went to go get some extra certifications to teach us better.
Yeah, so Coach Bergner, he's our U.S. Olympic weightlifting coach, and so he puts on a certification, more like a seminar, and he teaches people how to teach Olympic weightlifting. And so when you're around him, you're around the best, and that when you go back to your gym, you're going to teach people the way they should be doing it. You have no doubts in your mind that the correct way of lifting. And so he kind of
former Marine, right?
That's right. Yeah, former Marine, very particular on what he wants, and it was very insightful, and we learned a ton while we were down there learning.
Okay, cool. So we do have a commercial coming up, but go ahead, Krista. I wanted you to get your
the thing too about CrossFit. We're talking a lot about after that competitive nature. The great thing about CrossFit is we have so many moms that have never done a sport in their life. They're stay at home and they start and they love it. So it's no matter what your background is, that's the great thing about CrossFit. You just start wherever you're at. So you don't have to have an athletic background. You've never even had to work out before. And that's actually a great start, because then we can mold you into doing good form right away. And so wherever you're at, whatever shape you're in, whatever age you are, you can always start.
Okay, do we have to get going here, Rachel? A few seconds here. NorCalRx is the sponsor of this show. They are Northern California's distributor for FitAid. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Come on back.
You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Barron Mudford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Redding Rancheria.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We are the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882. Or check us on the web at supercleanroof.com.
It's super clean now.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back, everybody. We have North State CrossFit here in the studio today, Jonathan and Krista Jorgensen. Okay, so, yay, we got some of that out of the way. Let's go back to basics and talk about the person walking in for the first time. They walk in like I did and go, and what is their first visit going to be like? Their first, I know you guys might want to talk about the ramp up and all that.
Well, we do have a free Saturday class every Saturday that you can come and try it out. And so the Saturdays are going to be a little bit more basic on the movements. So we're not going to throw crazy stuff at you. It's still going to be a hard workout, but it's going to be something that you can handle movement-wise. It's not going to be too complicated. That way you can get a little bit of a taste of kind of the intensity of it and how a really short 20 minutes or less workout can be a great workout. The other side of it is if you know you want to do it for sure, we require you to do something called an on-ramp. And basically it's 4 sessions with the trainer. We teach you the basic movements and we do a little mini workout at the end of each one of those sessions. And that way we kind of ease you into doing the CrossFit workouts. You know, our goal is safety. We don't want you to get hurt. We don't want you to be sore for 2 weeks. I know that's a big concern for a lot of people. They don't want to have that extreme soreness. And so those mini little workouts help you get to that point to kind of build up. I mean, you're definitely going to be sore. It's a new program. If you weren't sore at all, it wouldn't be worthwhile. But we want to ease that so that you can get in safely and you feel a little bit more comfortable once you jump into the classes, having that background of movements that you learned with the trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so funny. I love one of your rules that you have on the board that, you know, some of us, I don't want to say veteran because I'm not that, I haven't been doing it that long, but if we see somebody new, what do?
You have to introduce yourself or we actually have a burpee penalty. So obviously, you know, if I was intimidated going to a CrossFit gym with my athletic background, I know that other people are going to be intimidated. So our gym, we never want anyone to feel like they're out of place. And so by making that rule, you know, everyone introduces themselves. So you might have been there for a couple months and someone else might have been there for a couple months, but you never seen them. So it's always good if you see a new face, introduce yourself.
I love that. I love that. I've actually had a chance to, because obviously I'm a member at North State CrossFit, And I meet different people every time. I'm a little bit all over the place because of my schedule, so I get to take different classes. But that's one of the nice parts, because when you're, like, every time you meet someone new, you're building your family. To me, that's how it feels like.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about that, Jonathan? The first visit, and maybe talk about Fran?
I think that's the community aspect is definitely one thing that sets the CrossFit community apart. You know, typically when you walk into a regular gym, a lot of people are kind of in their own world, and people typically don't talk to one another, just because that's the way it is there. But in a CrossFit gym, we want people to bond, we want people to make connections, because it keeps people in the gym, it keeps them coming, and that's what ultimately brings the health and fitness of it. So we really, really encourage just introducing yourself, because it really just starts that connection, that relationship with people, which really goes a long way. Talking about Fran is probably the most popular, most famous CrossFit workout ever. It's very, very simple workout, but very challenging. It's simple in nature as far as the two movements go, but it always just seems to leave everybody wrecked when they get done. And that's, we do a watered down version of it when people are joining up. And so it's really interesting to see when people start and then they do it again several months later. And it's just really, really awesome to see the growth in them. They do it faster. They do more weight, you know, all that good stuff that comes along with it.
Yeah. And really when you say watering down, what you're really meaning is that you're changing it up. You're varying. What is the term that we use in the gym? You're modifying.
Yes.
And I love that. I think that that's really important when I'm talking to even my patients and I'm encouraging them to come check it out. You know, a lot of people have this fear, and I say, hey, modify everything. That's what we do there. Do you want to talk about modifying?
Yeah, that's actually a big concept of CrossFit. You know, mm-hmm. we feel like the human body is meant to do certain lifts, to do certain movements. We feel that the human body is meant to squat, meant to push things overhead. Now, you know, you can have an Olympic athlete next to somebody who hasn't worked out in 20 years. Their bodies are both designed to squat. However, one is designed to be much more intense than the other. And so that's what makes it so awesome, is that you can have 10 different people in a class of all different fitness levels, all doing the same workout and all exercising really, really hard. And so, that's what really, really sets it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I love the new warm-up drills, guys. I don't know, I think they started about 2 months ago, something like that. We first had a warm-up drill that was very good. I think everyone liked it, but then maybe people got burnt out. You want to talk a little bit about that?
We had a traditional warm-up that you would do every day, and it got a little repetitive. And once you start doing the same thing over and over, you start slowing down, making it a little bit sloppier. So we came up with this group warm-up every time you come to the gym on the hour. Everyone starts together, and it's always different. Kind of the same concept of CrossFit. The workout is always different. So the warm-up is going to be tailored to whatever the workout is that day. So, you know, if we're doing squats, we want you to warm up your hips and your knees and stuff like that. And that way everyone's on the same page. You know, you don't have to feel lost, like, how do I get warmed up for this workout? And we know everyone is really well warmed up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there have been a few times where I did the warm-up and I was like, okay, done. Okay, I can go home now.
Yeah, sometimes the warm-up is actually longer than the workout, which sounds funny, but when the workouts are so intense and high, your heart rate's getting up so high, you'll understand why.
Well, and we need this. You know, physiologically, we do need to warm up. It's really important that we do have sports-specific warm-ups, right? Remember talking mm-hmm. about this in school. And all those movements that we do in the warm-up will help us in our actual workout so we don't injure ourselves, okay? Because, you know, that's what we're going to talk about later, is that some people, there are some maybe CrossFit myths out there that we're going to kind of talk about. We do have our guest caller online waiting. I think we're going to wait till after the break. How much time do we have left, Rachel? All right, 30 seconds, NorCalRx, www.norcalrx.com is the sponsor of this show. Please come on back.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi. I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
So, Ray, where's Second Tuesday Club this month?
Market Street Steakhouse.
Do they have steaks?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
Oh!
Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, July 10th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society, helping the animals.
Where is this Market Street Steakhouse located?
Oh, good grief.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. Welcome back, everybody. We have North State CrossFit here in the studio today, and we do have our special surprise guest on the line. And this is more of a surprise for my in-studio guest more than the listeners, because you won't know her, but I want to welcome her on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Lois Charlton.
Mm. Hi. Lois, do you want to tell us who you are?
Yes, I live in Reading, and I joined Reading CrossFit, started doing some exercises with CrossFit, had Jonathan as a trainer, and I needed to get healthy just like you're talking about, and I just fell in love with it. I started, my husband had some personal training sessions with Jonathan. He developed shingles, so he couldn't make it. I took his place. Had some CrossFit sessions and loved it, so I joined the classes. And I haven't looked back, and it's been 2 years.
That is awesome. Jonathan, Krista, do you want to say hi to Lois and say anything to her, especially today?
Hey, Lois. Did you do your workouts this week?
I did. I'm getting ready.
Okay. Lois is a very, very special guest. Do you want to tell us why, Jonathan?
Well, actually, Lois is she joined with us, and her fitness has just gone through the roof. And Lois is competing next week in the 2012 CrossFit Games Masters Division. So throughout the regionals, which is the Open, which is a worldwide competition that took place this last February and March, she finished after five workouts seventh in the world in her age group. So very, very proud of
Lois.
We're
all clapping. We are all standing up, clapping, and bowing to you, Lois. And so where are you right now? Because the last communication that I had with you is you had to go out to a fire somewhere?
Yes, I'm in Ely, Nevada right now. I'm on a fire team. So I asked Krista to do some workouts for me. And like Jonathan and Krista stated before, it's functional movements. You don't have to have equipment. So I have push-ups, sit-ups, squats, lunges. I'm out of school, have to have a pull-up bar, so I'm able to continue my workouts. So it works out great. So it keeps me ready to go to the games.
I have a question for you, Lo. Sorry, were you going to say something?
Go ahead.
Who can do CrossFit?
That's a good point. I was going to start on that conversation that everybody can. I am the oldest woman in the gym at 61. I have health problems. I was diagnosed with arthritis in my hip. My chiropractor, physical therapist said to strengthen those hip muscles so I would have less pain, and that's exactly what's happened. I've strengthened all those muscles. I do have less pain, as well as I was on Lipitor for high cholesterol for 3 years prior to CrossFit, becoming fitter. I now no longer take cholesterol medication at all. So
yay.
I would recommend
yay.
It
awesome.
For any of those folks.
Looks like you had some background going on there. Did you? You okay still with this?
Yep.
So I want to hear a little bit about make your journey to the CrossFit Games and making it and just doing, being in the open, and now you're there and you're a week, you know, it's a week to the games, and how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great because I am seventh, so it's a top 20 that get to go. So that makes me feel more comfortable because I am at a higher, potentially higher level of fitness, but it depends on every workout. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, so everyone has that. So Jonathan had everybody in the gym just join the open just because to see how we stack up. I've been exercising, doing these routines with younger folks. I had no idea that I was actually any good because I've been comparing myself with all these younger folks. Now that I was competing myself with older folks that are my age, all of a sudden I could see that I'm actually doing okay.
You're doing awesome, Lois.
So I was surprised that I was able to do it and be seventh.
Yeah, okay is a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, Lois can actually do 18 pull-ups in a row. That's her PR. The other day we did that, and we do kipping pull-ups in CrossFit. But she's 61, she has arthritic hip, and she's still doing CrossFit. So that means there's no excuses. Anyone can do it. It can always be modified. We can always make it work for every single individual, no matter where your starting point is.
And I do have it modified to be low impact, and that's what's helped strengthen my muscles. I don't do the impact to jar my hip muscles. So everybody can have any workout modified. So that's why it's so great to have CrossFit for everybody, who, also those who have issues, knee issues, shoulder issues, anything we can work around.
And Lois and I have one thing in common, or actually a few things. We're both CrossFitters, but Lois is a twin. I got to meet her twin at the regional games. That was awesome. What is that like? What does your twin think about you getting so far in the CrossFit?
Well, she thinks it's games. Great. I've taken her to some CrossFit free workouts, and she sees that there's a benefit in it as well. We're best friends. We learn to do all the things at the same time, our tennis and tetherball and ping pong. So now we're pretty much at the same level of everything, but it was nice being able to be competitors with each other and learn all the physical things. And also we backpack together, go on trips together. So it's your best friend, and I'm sure you feel that same way, Maria, since you're a twin.
I totally do. And, you know, we both have a background in movement, and it's, you know, we go back and forth as to, you know, ooh, CrossFit this and, ooh, you know, other exercises and that kind of thing. But, yeah, so, you know, really today, Lois, I really just wanted to highlight you and congratulate you on making it this far. You know, we're all cheering for you. We are going to be cheering for you, you know, whether we can actually make it to Carson or not. I'm so excited to have you as part of the team and a member. I always love working out with you, and I really thank you so much for calling today, and maybe Jonathan and Krista just wanted to say a few words.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if our listeners really understand what the CrossFit Games really are, and so it's they claim to highlight the fittest people on earth, and Lois is in the Masters division, which is the 60s and over, and so they have divisions for all age groups, you know, you don't know what to expect until you get down there to Carson. It's a weekend long full of events. You don't know what they are until you get there. And since Lois has made it, she's training really for anything right now. So it's very exciting to go watch her. And we're all going to be cheering you on, Lois.
And thanks. Also, if anyone is interested, I'm pretty sure the CrossFit Games are going to be live on ESPN3. If you want to check it out, they play last year's competition quite often. But if it's something you want to see before you maybe take that step into the gym, you can check it out on ESPN.
Yay, Lois, I'm clapping for you.
Thanks, and I appreciate all the encouragement from all the members of the gym, or what we call the box.
Yeah, the box, my second family. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and come back home safe and get some good workouts in.
Great.
Thank you, Lois.
Thank you, Lois. Uh-huh. Okay, so again, NorCalRx is our sponsor. And do you guys want to say a little bit about it? I love the FitAid. How about you guys? Okay.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's good. The FitAid is great, and I love I love NorCalRx. They got everything you need. If shoes, shirts, shorts, anything that you need to help your experience of CrossFit better.
Not only just for CrossFit too, but they have athletic wear and whatever sport you're doing, you know, they have stuff for that also.
Oh yeah, the foam rolling. Oh my gosh.
Sure, sure.
Definitely.
Things for mobility. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got a good amount of things there.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and check them out at NorCalRx.com, and you'll get to see their specials today on the Innovate shoes and the NorCalRx fitness line. Thank you so much, and come on back.
Slow down. Too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It looks like we've opened the lines a little bit here, and we have a caller, I believe a North State CrossFit member. Hello.
Hi. Hey, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Who is this?
I'm good. This is Lindsay Guzzi.
Hi, Lindsay. What's going on, lady? Did you do the workout this morning? How was the WOD?
It was good. It was great.
Do you have a question for us?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to call in and say, you know, Krista was talking a minute ago about you know, that she has a lot of stay-at-home moms that have come in and started doing CrossFit, and I was just going to say that I am one of those moms, and it completely changed my life. I've been doing it for, like, 2 years now, and it really has been probably the best thing that I've ever done for myself on a physical level and on a spiritual level and on just bettering myself as a person, as a mom, and as a wife, actually, believe it or not. And I know that's kind of hard to understand.
No.
If you've never done CrossFit before.
Yeah, if mama's happy, everybody's happy.
Yeah, right? So it's completely changed my body, and it's completely changed, you know, my friendships in my life. I mean, some of the best friends that I've ever made, I've made at North State CrossFit. And so, and Jonathan and Krista are by far two of the best people that I've ever known in my life.
Aww.
They are incredibly helpful to every single member that they have, and they really go out of their way in the gym and out of the gym, and I just felt compelled to call in and say that.
Oh,
so,
thank you. That was so sweet. I know
thank you, Lindsay.
They're really... thoroughly, like, teary-eyed right now. It's just so cute. And you know what?
I got a little nervous, actually, to call in and actually say that, but I was just listening to the, you know, I was just listening to it, and then I thought, you know, I always really try to take as many opportunities as possible to thank them, and I won't go into my whole story with them or anything like that, but they just are phenomenal people. And if you're going to go to any gym in Redding, California, there is no better gym than North State CrossFit. It's wonderful. Especially if you, it's for everybody for sure, but for mothers and people that really want a community of individuals, not just a workout, but to really find a community of really good people, it will change your entire life, not just your fitness.
Thank you so much for calling in, Lindsay, and you are a hot mama. You do.
Oh, you're, thank
you. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Right, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
I just wanted to say that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wonderful. That was so sweet of her, huh, guys?
That was.
Yeah,
that was.
She's.
I love hearing that stuff.
Yeah, it's. She. I know, I'm sure she has a story, and I know we don't have time for everyone's stories, but, I mean, she works hard at the gym, man. She's a tiny little girl, and she can lift some weight, that one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's so awesome. You know, CrossFit is so effective, and if you just show up every day, it literally will change your life. It really will. So I'm so glad to hear that.
I actually wanted to hit on that part of just showing up every day. I think one of the toughest things about going to the gym is when you get there, you're like, well, what am I going to do? You know, unless you take a class, you're like, well, okay, maybe I'll run on the treadmill, maybe I'll lift some weights, but I don't really know how to lift these weights, you know?
Exactly.
And so when you go into the CrossFit gym, the great thing is there's always a trainer there. And so we have a scheduled warm-up now. You don't even have to think about how you're going to warm up. In the workout, it's always different, written up on the board. So all you have to do is show up. And so when you show up, you know you're going to get a good workout either way. And so that's the great thing. It's like if you feel like I don't have the motivation to work out, you know, try CrossFit, you know, because it might get you there to get past that hump of motivation. And then you start to like it. And then you start to become obsessed with it. And then you want to get there every single day. And so that's why CrossFit, I think, is so great, just because of the, you know, you take the mental game out of it, of what do I have to do, how do I program right, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, and it becomes a lot easier.
That's a really good point. I'm going to touch on that right now. The programming, and like I had mentioned to you guys before, I feel safe, and I feel that I love the fact that I believe Jonathan does the programming. I love that you have a degree in kinesiology, and I trust your programming.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust coming to the gym knowing that, like you say, there's no guesswork. I know yesterday's workout was really hard. I saw everyone when I walked in, you know, like towards the end. So I was like, Well, I ended up doing my own thing yesterday because, you know, I came in during open gym. But I still got a great workout because I just did the thing that you guys did, but I, you know, changed it up a little bit. So do you want to talk about programming a little bit, Jonathan?
Sure, yeah. You know, we like to keep things simple, you know, full body movements. We keep it varied, you know, and just understanding how your body responds to exercising and how long it takes to recover and how long it takes to improve in your strength and things like that. We all take those things into account. And with the programming, the idea is to make the most effective program possible so that you're maximizing safety and performance at the same time. And so that's the goal of the program.
Yeah,
you know,
that should be the goals of any health and fitness, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let's move on. We probably have a little bit more time here to talk about some CrossFit myths, and I just want you guys to go back and forth. I know we've got a minute 30 on the board here, so let's go with I'm going to just name something out, and you guys say something in retort. So a CrossFit myth: most CrossFitters have bad technique. One of my favorites. You want to say anything about that?
I would say you got to have a good coach, too, wherever you're going. You want someone to be able to speak up and correct you. Our philosophy in the gym is form is number one.
Okay.
Before weight, before time, before intensity, you have to have good form. And so you need to have someone there to be able to tell you, hey, your form isn't up to par. You need to go down in weight and you need to correct it. You know, that is number one. You don't work out to get hurt. You work out to be better in life.
Exactly. Okay, number two, I'm not in shape enough to start CrossFit. We only have a few seconds left, so why don't you hurry up, Jonathan?
Oh, I'll just say Lois. right?
Exactly.
And what about her? What about her husband Tom, who told me the very first day I met him, he said, "I'll never squat again." You know,
no, he squats all the time.
And he's had he's had multiple knee surgeries. Mm-hmm. You know, we teach regular moves, the moves the body's designed to do, and we see an incredible gain in fitness through that.
You guys, I want to keep this going after the break here. We've got a few seconds left, and I do want to mention again, the sponsor of the show today is NorCalRx.com. Please go check them out. FitAid is amazing. It's a great recovery drink, very effective, and again, it's not a drink that's going to amp you up in an unhealthy way. Go check them out, NorCalRx.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Hi, it's Rachel Lane with The Kitchen Sink on KCNR 1460 AM. The Kitchen Sink is a show about, well, everything. And this weekend, we've got local authors Charlie Price, Linda Boyden, and Tim Hemian. Join us this Sunday at 4 p.m. for The Kitchen Sink. We'll discuss what it's like being an author here in Northern California, amongst other things.
Everything and The Kitchen Sink.
With Rachel Lane. That's The Kitchen Sink on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Media listeners. This is KCNR 1460 AM, and we have North State CrossFit in the studio today. Let's keep going on the CrossFit myths, guys. Okay, number three. I have had a recent or past injury, illness, or surgery. I can't do CrossFit.
Yeah, so we find that most people could. Now, we always, if we have somebody that has had, you know, a major surgery or a major disease, we'd like to oftentimes, you know, hear from their doctor first. But, you know, we find that most people, regardless of age, injury, or past, can do CrossFit in some way because of how natural it is.
Yeah, and the modifications and the fact that you guys have low impact classes. I believe they're Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
5:30?
3:30.
That's right.
I used to do those. Okay, so CrossFit can cause injuries or the big rhabdomyolysis. I think that's the one.
Well, just like anything, you know, sport, you can get injured. Working out, you can get injured. And that's just another reason to stress the form of things. You know, you want to always have proper form. You know, there's always risk of injury, but to prepare yourself and challenge yourself to always stay in good form is what's going to keep you from that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and we find that, you know, when you do things right, you actually become more injury resistant.
Mm-hmm.
So your risk of getting injured actually goes down. You know, obviously when you're doing things right, you're strengthening your muscles, and that's what provides, you know, structural support to the body. So we have good coaching and very few injuries as a result.
And the movements that you do are movements that you do in everyday life. So if you learn how to do those movements correctly, you have less chance of getting her out in the daily life that you might be having to lift up something heavy.
Yeah, just going to Costco or getting up from your desk and
buying
at the
bulk.
Computer. Yeah,
CrossFit can help you there.
Okay, let's move on from that because I just want to touch a little bit on Krista. And you guys both have experiences at the games, at the regional games, and I wanted to ask you guys about that. I know I wanted to share a little memory. I got to film Krista's last event at the regional games in, was it April, May? When was it, guys?
It was middle of May, yeah.
Middle of May. I was standing right by Jonathan. I remember I told Selena this story few weeks ago, and I was holding the camera up and I was shaking and I did not want to get it wrong, and I'm like, this is Krista's last event, it means so much. And all I could hear was Jonathan standing right next to me, just the love that was coming out of your voice to Krista, and the cheering and the everything coming out, and just watching her perform and just being such an amazing athlete, and then her just looking back at you and just focusing on your face as if to try to get energy or something. I don't know what was going on in your mind as an athlete. I mean, in such a hard event, and then being able to look at your husband right there, and I just, boom, it was just love and energy that I saw going back and forth, and I loved it. It was a great memory for me.
As much as I might deny it at any other time, Jonathan kind of is my coach.
Yeah.
You know, I always ask him to do programming for me because I know he is good at it, and you know, he's my spouse. I think the other day he said I was his soulmate. So I, aww, you know, when we look at each other, I know I gotta just embarrass him. When we look at each other, I just know I need to keep going. You know, because he had an injury this year. He tore his bicep tendon, and I think Jonathan probably loves CrossFit more than anyone I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And so to know that he was there watching me in the stands, well, I got to do something that he dreams about. You know, that's kind of what kept me going and pushing hard through it,
yeah.
You know. Obviously, I wanted to do well, too, but it helps me when I look at him.
Yeah, okay, I knew it. I knew there was something there. I was like, ooh, that's really awesome. And one little experience that you had during the games, and I think it was your last event. What happened with the whole, like, you didn't know where to go, or you didn't?
Oh, yeah, that was event 4. Well, when you're working out really hard, sometimes it's hard to think.
And it was hot.
And it was really hot, and it's hard to count your reps, and mm-hmm. I just got confused on one. I thought I was supposed to be somewhere else, and the judge didn't really tell me, and so probably lost a few seconds there, but it wasn't a big deal. You know, I got right back into it. So.
Oh, okay. I was just curious because I didn't get to know all of that. We're coming up on the hour here. I really want to just mention a few upcoming events that we've got going on here. Locally, maybe not so locally. I wanted to double check. You guys do have the Saturday event you guys want to mention really quick?
Saturday free class.
Saturday free class.
Yes,
okay.
Every Saturday at 9 a.m., North State CrossFit, we host a free class. We have a tagline. We call it Bring a Friend Day. So, you know, we just invite our members to, you know, bring their friends in, you mm-hmm. know, so that they can experience what CrossFit is and kind of get a taste of a workout for free.
And what time does that start?
9 a.m.
Okay. And where are you guys located?
And we're located at 3530 Railroad Ave in Reading.
Okay, and that's right next to Sunblockers is what I usually try to tell everyone.
That's correct.
And there's great parking out there. You don't have to worry about that. It's fun. You're going to meet great people. I remember doing a few Saturday classes. The other events we've got coming up, obviously we've got CrossFit Games in Carson. The big one on Saturday, August 11th, is we've got the Summer Strength Challenge in Oroville, which mm-hmm. we have a few North State CrossFit members, including you guys, participating in, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so anything you want to say about that?
You know, it's always a hard event there. They do 2 a year and, five workouts in one day. So you're really testing your fitness there. And we've got Krista and I, we've got, Misty and Jason Rhodes and
Selena
Riley and Candace Wilson are all registered and ramping up.
Okay. And Ange is on the list. All right. Ange.
That's right.
Okay. One more before we get going here. September 23rd, the 37th annual Whiskeytown Relays. I know a lot of the CrossFit gyms put a team together. You guys have to. It's a great event, a lot of camaraderie, beautiful setting. Sweat Running Club puts it on. I'm going to be there helping athletes. And we've got to get going here. This has been a great show. Please go check out NorCalRX.com. And we can't wait to see you at the gym. Also, please check out...
NorthstateCrossFit.com. Yeah. Yeah, we've got videos, movements. We've got information on how to sign up. Anything you need to know CrossFit, NorthstateCrossFit.com.
Then one last thing. You can only fail if you never start.
Woohoo! Love it. Bye, guys. See you next time.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Huso. Extreme heat from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic.
About 25 states here that are dealing with some sort of heat advisories or heat warnings, and it's going to be feeling like around 115 again today for a lot of people.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, pavement buckling in Wisconsin as folks in Indiana are being asked to conserve water. This woman sightseeing in the searing heat of the nation's capital.
We're going to get as many monuments in as we can before we melt.
The weather couldn't come at a worse time for many who still have no power as a result of severe storms.
About 10,000 people are still in the dark with no air conditioning after those powerful thunderstorms about a week ago. Most of them, about more than 9,000 of those 10,000 people are in the Baltimore area.
Fox's Molly Henneberg, the heat wave is being blamed for at least 23 deaths. A solid commitment from America to Afghanistan, the U.S. designating Afghanistan as its newest major non-NATO ally.
I think there is much for the Afghan people to be very...